It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. A definitely very relevant and topical conversation today. In the past, you've heard us talk with Billy Williams from Flex Family Fitness in Rifle. Obviously, gyms are closed by law right now because of the COVID-19 scare. And yet, Billy, you're still trying to do what you can to work with families. You're starting to do some live jiu-jitsu on your Facebook page, doing some Facebook Live videos. And today we'll also talk about what people can just do in general around the house while they're in quarantine, self-isolation, whatever you want to call it, that they can do to stay healthy. First of all, you have kids, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons I know why Flex Family Fitness got started and why you started the jiu-jitsu. You've got, I want to say, a couple of boys that are into jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I got a 10-year-old daughter, a 12-year-old son, and then my other son is 18. He just graduated high school, so...
Okay.
He actually graduated 6 months early, so he doesn't have to go to graduation. He's done.
Oh, well, I don't know how he feels about that. He might have gotten a couple extra days off of school if he was still in school, huh?
Yep.
By the way, we are on the internet today, just trying to honor the guidelines as much as we can. So you're actually hanging out at the gym yourself, right? While you're talking yep. to us today?
Yeah, I'm down here at the gym. We just, I have the kids' computers down here. We do the homeschooling here, and we just come down here and lock the doors. And I mean, I feel terrible sending people away that can't work out, but we're going to be putting out some content here online and giving people some, you know, just get you a couple of gallon jugs of water. And then we'll be, it's Flex Family Fitness on Facebook, or you can find me, Billy Williams, on Facebook. The picture has us and some kids, I think, jiu-jitsu or something. You can just follow us on there. We're going to be going on there putting our content out for 100% free. I'm not in this for money. We might have a donate button or a way to donate to get some money so that we can keep our doors open and keep our videos coming out. But we really want to encourage people, especially the kids at home, probably driving the parents crazy. I know mine are doing it. It's time to work out, you know, time to let them burn some energy, keep them inside and keep them safe.
You bet. When did you start the Facebook live videos, or how did the idea come to you? Was it a suggestion, or how did that happen?
Well, to be honest with you, before everything got shut down, I had a couple of people message me saying that they were going to be doing it. They tried to encourage me to do that. And for the first few days I was just trying to wrap my head around how to do it and figure it out. And I finally just decided that it was time to do it, you know? So we're just trying to figure out ways that we can try to stay motivated and try to stay positive through all this, because it's, I got a lot of friends going through depression right now and friends that are talking, saying a lot of crazy stuff. So for us to be able to take the time to hang out, you know, we're still be on Facebook watching the video, but and essentially we're working out together as a team and just trying to encourage each other to, you know, be in good shape.
Do you have a set schedule for when you're going to plan to do those Facebook live videos?
Okay. So right now, as of today, we're going to be doing kids jiu-jitsu. It'll be my son, Billy, teaching class. And then it'll be my son, Brandon, and my daughter, Kayla. We'll be doing gi class at 4:30 Monday through Friday. We'll have some stuff going on. I actually have somebody that some other activities that we have planned that are going to be coming on. But as of right now, it's only the 4:30 Monday through Friday is the one that we're going to have. We can tune in the schedule and we'll be going live or either just putting them up at 4:30. If I'm not sure if we go live or if we're just going to pre-record, I'm not sure.
Okay. And obviously you'll be posting updates on your Facebook page again at Flex Family Fitness. And if you just want to search Billy Williams on Facebook too, you can keep up to date. I imagine, again, there are a lot of things. I've actually seen a couple different posts from different people with just, you know, the one slide meme talking about the things you can do and the things that you can't do while we're in the current status. And it doesn't have to get very complicated. You can actually just go outside, go for a walk, go for a run, something like that. That's healthy as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So talk about some, obviously, you know, jiu-jitsu is something that you say you're doing a lot with. And I know that you've put a lot of time and effort into that, making a lot of young people that have kind of progressed their way past their belt, the first belts. It's a white belt, right, in jiu-jitsu, just like taekwondo or karate or anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What other type of things? You said fill up. It's so interesting. You said fill up a gallon water jug. I was thinking that you're going to tie a string to that or something so that you could work out with it. You're talking about staying hydrated.
Well, I think there's two different aspects to that, is that we're trying to drink a gallon of water a day. And then there's also workouts where a gallon of water weighs 8.3 pounds. So a lot of workouts that we could do that doesn't seem like a terrible lot of weight, but we'll go for reps and we're focused on breathing, focus on form, you know, focus on like really trying to cut out your fried foods, your sugars, your sodas right now, and try to lean towards more healthy, you know, these workouts. And then with your nutrition on top of it, we're going to be encouraging people to take a day one picture when we start working out. And then when this is all over, we'll take a picture and just kind of show people how, you know, we got to be diligent. We don't have, there's nothing else to do. Let's stay busy. Let's stay on our toes, you know?
You bet. Use the time in some meaningful way. I have a couple Facebook friends that suggested that perhaps after this is all done, they're going to gain a few pounds from sitting in front of the TV. And that's kind of what you're trying to combat, right?
100%. Yeah. Me personally, I'm trying to put on a couple pounds, but I'm trying to put it on in muscle. So when I talk about, people ask me what I do and what my diet, everybody's diet's got to be completely different for fit your own macros. I was just going on MyFitnessPal and download that app, gives you, tells you kind of what to eat. And you can touch how many calories you eat throughout the day. You can track your water. I'm trying to get people, my clients and my family, to drink a gallon of water a day, you know, as much as possible. Just try to do a cleanse. Just try to stay, you know, healthy.
What's the name of that app again?
So MyFitnessPal.
And is that a free app, I assume?
There's a free, yeah, it's free. I had it free for a long time, but I just recently bought the premium. I think it was like $80 for the year. Really cheap. That actually, you can keep track of your macros. That's your protein, fat, and carbohydrates that you can intake throughout the day. And once you fill your macros, you should be able to reach your goals with judging just with the macros calculator. And they have that on the MyFitnessPal itself. So,
okay. Again, we're talking with Billy Williams from Flex Family Fitness in Rifle today. And again, you can get in touch with them at Flex Family Fitness on Facebook. Again, looking to do some online classes, that kind of thing. It's one more option if you're looking to stay active as you can be, given everything that's going on. Imagine, even though a lot of people are able to work from home, so you're technically during a work day, but I imagine schedules might be a little more flexible there. So they may be able in the middle of their work day to take 30, 45 minutes to watch one of your videos. And as you say, just get some movement in so that don't get completely stale sitting at home and not getting out. And again, going outside is absolutely fine as long as you're on public property. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Billy Williams in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking, again, trying to be relevant, talk about subjects that you're interested in related to the whole COVID-19 thing and all this isolation and quarantine. Billy Williams, of course, got shut down as part of that at Flex Family Fitness, not allowed to have members of the public in there. So he's trying to do what he can to keep everybody healthy and active, doing some online stuff, Facebook Live, and, of course, those videos are still available after the live workouts and demonstrations. Just search for Flex Family Fitness on Facebook. Do you think that with the kids being home because they can't go to school, a lot of parents are not able to go to work right now, or if they are, they're working from home. You think that a lot of families might have a chance to start exploring some together activities, be it exercising or playing games or anything like that?
No, 100%. We have had a lot of the families calling up saying their house is going crazy. A lot of the kids that had come in here, they come in here and they use the jiu-jitsu as a avenue to burn their energy, probably get rid of some aggression or whatever, but on a friendly family atmosphere. So taking that away from them, and then the pressures of life don't quit. So jiu-jitsu is a very good way for young people to express their emotions, maybe, I don't know. So not having that ability, people are going crazy, and they've been asking if we can figure something out so they could do stuff at home. So that's where kind of yesterday we had our first we went online for the first time, and we did a little workout, and it was really nerve-wracking at first, but you know, we're doing this for the better of our family. If anybody that comes to Flex Family Fitness and is watching the videos and working out and just want to improve their lives, we're happy to have you guys. There's no charge for what we're doing here. So we just, if there's a way, if anybody wanted to talk with me, get a hold of me and say, hey, I got an idea. I think that I have my gymnastics girl might be doing some gymnastics stuff, tag our gym so that the kids that are from our gymnastics class can still do gymnastics at home. Whatever we can do is try to figure out. And
sure.
I had a girl that was going to teach some dance, so we can do maybe like some Zumba online. So if that girl doesn't show up, if you guys know anybody that can teach salsa or anything like that, any kind of activities that we can post on the Flex page, and something we can do as a family together, you know, just have fun and get through this, you know.
You bet. How many people, out of curiosity, were watching that first Facebook Live video? Or maybe a better question would be, how many have watched it since?
I don't know. It's on my phone. I can.
I was just curious. It's not critical. I was just curious how many people were right on from the very beginning. I noticed earlier you said something about trying to start a YouTube channel for your videos as well, and you're asking for somebody with a little bit of experience for that. And I think somebody mentioned to you, just Google it, and you said you really would like somebody that has a little knowledge in internet and YouTube to give you a hand. You still looking for that?
100%. Yeah. My problem is that I have pretty severe ADHD. I've had it since I was a kid, so my brain just works differently. We're going live on Facebook, and we have Instagram also, so I'm not sure exactly what would be best, but my uncle was telling me that we can do go on live a couple times a day, and then maybe have a donate button or something like that, so that we don't want to charge people. We want to make sure that families and stuff that can't afford, you know, that are gonna be having to choose between buying food and doing exercise, we want to make sure that they're getting their food, and that people that have extra that say, hey, this is really helping my family out, and I have some money, let me throw it down, and you know, bless us so that we can continue to keep our doors open, because as it is right now, it's kind of dark and gloomy in a little bit, you know, like I'm trying to stay positive, but you know, I'm just trying to figure out the best way we can do this. My motivation has never been money. Like, I'm pretty sure I've said that before, but I'm not motivated by money with this. I really want to see people do well. And you know, however this is, I'm going to fight to the end on this, you know, like, I don't know. I have a lung condition, so I have that to also worry about. You know, myself, my son has asthma. This is a scary time for America. You know, this is sometimes we just need to really start working out and really need to focus on being better parents and better children and being, you know, better neighbors, you know, and just being a better family.
Try and do the best you can given the circumstances. You talked a couple times about eating right and trying to stay healthy. And unfortunately, sometimes the quote real healthy food is more expensive than the stuff that maybe is not as healthy. I know you're not a nutritionist, so you're not an expert, but you do know about fitness and how all of this works, generally speaking. Yeah. My question is, if you had to pick and choose, what should be the number one priority when you're talking about the type of food that you eat if you want to be healthy and you can't afford, you know, the real expensive, really, really healthy stuff?
As far as healthy, I mean, I'm pretty, I don't have a lot of money all the time. So I eat a lot of rice. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of, broccoli, stuff like that. So, you know, it's not a real expensive to eat chicken and rice. I mean, it gets bland, but.
And if you can, everything in moderation, would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, also we went to, Shanghai Gardens. They're offering, since there was no meat on the refrigerator, they actually put out a thing here in Rifle Shanghai Gardens. It was, I think we bought, he can get food from a distributor. So I would look into that too and just get a hold of your restaurants, figure out which ones are doing it. But Shanghai Garden Rifle, they had chicken. I think I got 40-pound boxes for, I think, $90. So if I was, you know, I mean, I stocked up on a couple boxes of that and 50 pounds of jasmine rice, you know what I mean? That feed me and my family for a minute. So
sure. I think what you're talking about, I heard this on the news this morning, was it the state health department? Forgive me. I don't know who actually oversees that, but they've relaxed the rules so that restaurants can actually resell like the bulk food items that they get. There are some rules that have to be followed, obviously, but I think you're absolutely right. I think that could be an additional source of income for restaurants and for if you're not working as regular as you used to be or you're completely laid off, you're trying to, you know, take whatever you get from unemployment. That could be a huge help. What'd you say, $90 for how much chicken and rice?
It was for one box of chicken was $90 for 40 pounds. And then I think I paid $85 for a 50-pound pack of jasmine rice, which he has other rice there that's like, I'm not sure what to call it, but it's just regular, I think regular white rice, Chinese rice. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like $38 for 40 pounds of that or 50 pound bag of that or something like that. It's cheap. But
and again, I mean, every situation may be a little bit different. That's just what you happen to find today. But again, that is an option that people may find useful as they're trying to take care of themselves and their families.
Yeah, we got to make sure we take care of each other. You know, if it gets to the point, I mean, I was at the point myself, we go through our nonprofit and buy a bunch of chicken and then be able to give some out to needy families. If they, you know, if you guys are, if I can do what I can to help people, as far as maybe help with the meal with some, chicken, if I can get a hold of some more, I'll, you know, you guys can reach out to me if you guys are in a bad spot. I would love to, we'd love to help you guys out from Flex Family. That was something that we'd like to do also if, people were in need.
Again, just search for Flex Family Fitness on Facebook and reach out to them, so there's one more resource, I guess you might say, for folks that may really, really need it, which I'm guessing is going to be more and more as more time goes by. We'll take one final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams from Flex Family Fitness. Again, he's trying to do his best to keep everybody healthy and just be what's the term I'm looking for? Just be a good citizen, I guess, for lack of a better term. You were during the break, you were sharing the story with me about the first afternoon on the March 16th when you had to turn everybody away that was showing up to come work out. I know you're working with a lot of kids, and that is something that is very personal to you. It's very near and dear to your heart. And you hated to have to turn people away, but you realized that was you had no choice.
Yeah, it kind of broke my heart to have the kids come in and they come in the door and, you know, and I told them, hey, man, I don't know what's going on with this whole thing, but I can't have people in the gym right here. Like, this is hard. But one thing we can do is stick together, you know, stick together and hold each other accountable on our diets, make sure that we'll check up on each other, make sure that we're drinking our water, make sure that we're working out. If we say, hey, man, we're going to work out at 4:30, we're going to do the jiu-jitsu class at 4:30 with the family, you know, pull mom and dad off the couch and practice, you know, make some room in your living room. And, you know, when it's time to work out, we'll get our schedule going. If you guys want to do, if you guys have something you request, you guys want to do a salsa dancing, you guys want to do Zumba, you guys want to do gymnastics, you guys want to do whatever it is, just put your request into me and then I'll go ahead and I'll hire the people that we need to hire to go online and teach these classes, because I personally wouldn't mind learning some salsa dancing. I would personally wouldn't mind improving a lot of my skills, but dancing I could probably use some help with.
There you go. And again, obviously following all the guidelines and all of that, but usually over the internet satisfies those rules. Again, you can get in touch with Billy. Just search Facebook for Flex Family Fitness, and you can contact him there, get more information, watch those Facebook Live videos. Again, right now, 4:30, Monday through Friday in the afternoon. Again, we're not sure if that's going to be live at exactly that time or if it will be posted and recorded at some other time, but 4:30 Monday through Friday at least. And look for more activities in the future. Again, if you have an idea about something that you could demonstrate on the Flex Family Fitness Facebook page, get a hold of Billy and see where it goes from there. You know, earlier you were talking about, you know, being able to get a good deal on some bulk food that, of course, you're going to freeze and store and save for yourself. But you also said if anybody was really in a serious hurt, you'd give them a hand. I can't believe I didn't bring it up until now, but of course you've got the Flint Foundation as well, Future Leaders in Training, and that is a bona fide nonprofit. You've got the 501c3 letter and all that. Is there a way that you could kind of leverage that or use that to help folks that may be struggling right now as well?
It's a great question. I think what we could probably do is if we had people that wanted to be part of donating some money, if we would go get a freezer or two and order a bunch of meat while we can get it now, and then we could set up a surplus then with people if they needed it. We could probably try to do something for help people do maybe some meal prep for, you know, a couple meals a week or something like that. I mean, I can't like feed everybody forever, but I mean, I could help with what I could help with. And the more you know, we actually have enough kids that we've been helping out that would come and help us make up the food and make up some meals that we can give out. So, you know, you're gonna have to cook it yourself. I'm not the best at cooking. We don't have a commercial kitchen. We just have to, you know, give you some rice and some chicken.
Gotcha. Okay. And if folks are interested in something like that, still just get a hold of you on the Flex Facebook page.
Yeah, the Flex Facebook page. There's actually a link somewhere I have that we do have a PayPal account for the nonprofit, but I don't have any of that information with me. But okay. I could easily find it. And if somebody called and did want to help out, and you know, we're all about helping people, so you know what I mean. I know there's more people. We're not the only ones that like. You know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Again, just search Facebook for Flex Family Fitness. And any way you'd like to help, again, following obviously all of the health department guidelines, Billy would be happy to work with you on that. And especially also if you're in a serious need, Billy will do what he can. All right. Appreciate the work you do, man. all the best. Hopefully it's not long before we can actually have a real conversation face-to-face in the studio, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.